just as prasad. One is taking prasadam according as a sleeve of the tongue or the belly. Another is honoring the prasadam. Oh, Jagannatham or Krishna has taken this. How fortunate I am. I am tasting this prasadam. To honor prasad is not to eat or devour, to swallow. But the main thing there, oh, how fortunate I am getting this prasad which is already taken by Krishna, Jagannath, this, this, that. And automatically the physical size is going on. And a devotee honors the prasadam. His main aspect is he is honoring what is already taken by the Lord. That his mind is concentrated there, not in the physical appeared thing. And ordinary people, he is taking physical taste. There is difference between everywhere, such difference. One looking at the satisfaction of Krishna, another searching for the satisfaction of his own sense. The physical activity is one and the same in both the cases. One has come to look at the deities, how very beautiful the Krishna, Radharani, Mahaprabhu, he came to grace the people in this way. Another man has come with the male purpose. Oh, so many ornaments there, I shall come at night and I shall take this golden crown and these ornaments. He is also looking at the deity. So everything, the internal estimation, that is the most valuable thing, the angle of vision. For the physical activity has got not much value. Approach. Whatever we do, the plane of our approach, that is to be considered for the valuation of the activity. In Bhagavad Gita, prasadam adigacchati, ragadvesha vimukteshu, vishayan indriyeshcharan, atmavasthe vidheyatma prasadam adigacchati. Not under the control of the guidance of the senses, one is accepting, connecting, making connection with the external things. But he is not a prey for any affection or disaffection. Not a prey to that. This is the negative side. And the positive side is that everything meant for the satisfaction of Krishna he is doing. That is the positive side. And if I get out of the negative side, we do not care for any pleasure or any pain when we approach anything outside. That cannot tie me down with this material world. In Gita it has been dealt in details. The activity, physical activity is not to be blamed. But how do you approach? That is the valuable thing. Do anything and everything. Everything. But don't be a slave to that, the purpose what you are doing. Only attain everything as your duty come to you and you are to deal with that. And don't be a slave to the result, the consequence, the pleasure and pain that duty will produce. Don't be a slave to that. Karmaphal. If you can do that speed, one can demolish the whole universe, but he does not do anything. He is not responsible for doing anything. Hattavsinam lokan, no hanti, no nivodhati. He does not kill. Neither he will have any reaction for that. Who has got no charm for any loss or gain of his activity? In other words, He is working in the standing on the plane of the universal wave. He is only mere instrumental. He has got no his own selfish end, purpose. Then he is working, he has got no selfish tendency, so he is working on the universal wave is dancing, making him dance, and he is an instrument to that. So he is not responsible for the consequence of his activity. It is so. Withdrawal from the negative side, and then participation in the positive side, to do anything for the satisfaction of Krishna consciousness. That is more logical. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai 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 Nidai.
In the Shastras, chastity for a woman is very important, to be very loyal to her husband. And in devotee life, if the husband is not strong in some ways as the wife, is the wife ever justified to leave the husband?
Or yes.
She tried to stay.
Yes. If husband is sin, not in the way of the devotion towards Krishna realization, then he may leave husband. No patishtya sasrat, pitana sasrat, janinya sasrat, janinya pita guru no sasrat, sajanam no sasrat, pitana sasrat, janinya sasrat, daivam no sasrat, no patishtya sasrat, no maujayat jasam vetumettam. So he is not in the way of my highest welfare. Friendship with him that will damage me. I must avoid such company. My main interest is to march towards Krishna. Who will help me? I shall mix with him. I shall take his help and give help to him by mutual cooperation. We shall go towards Krishna. But if one drags me down to another direction than Krishna, then I must have to give up that company and to go alone towards Krishna. He may be a son, he may be a father, he may be a husband, he may be a wife, he may be anyone, he may be a guru. Anyhow, we accepted guru, but it is shown that he is I shall have go to the absolute goal. And anyone helping, he is my friend. And anyone trying to deviate me, to draw me from that path, I shall have to leave his company respectfully. My main absolute way, absolute end, absolute call I shall attain. And to do that, whatever will be favorable I shall accept, and unfavorable I shall have to reject. Otherwise I can't give up my the main gain of my life. Guru no sasrat, sajano no sasrat, Bodhi Raja, Vibhishan, Prahlad, Bharat, Khattanga Raja, and the Yajna Vipra Patni, they disregarded their object of affection and went straight towards the Absolute Truth. My universal interest is there. The whole interest is there. So my ways will be fixed in such a way. Whoever will come to help me in that absolute way, he is my friend. And who will try to deviate me, he is my foe. The general instruction. That's bhakti. Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam saranam. Dharma means religious duty. We are bound, when we come in this world, we are bound by our birth to certain duties. Action, reaction, give and take in the family, in the society, with the king, all these. But all sorts of duties should be cast off in consideration of the call of the duty of the Absolute. Sarva dharmanam parityajya. I represent Absolute Truth, Absolute Good. So, giving up everything, all phases of duty, ignore and come straight to me. That is the last conclusive advice of Bhagavad Gita. The call, the Absolute call. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bo, Nidai Gaur Hari Bo. Dayal Nidai, Dayal Nidai, Dayal Nidai. Yes.
Mahabharata, where Krishna gives his own army to Duryodhana, and he chooses to, or Arjuna chooses him, even though he will not fight, to drive his chariot. Why did Krishna choose not to fight in the battle, only to drive a chariot?
Generally, he tries his best to be neutral in the fight. Because Baladev was in favor of Duryodhana party, his elder brother. And when the fight began, Baladev, he went away for Tirtha Yatra, so that he may not have to support Duryodhana, his own disciple. Duryodhana was disciple in this Gada Yuddha from Baladev and favorite. And because the Krishna saw that my brother, he left his favorite party and went on in pilgrimage. And I should also not participate wholly. But he cannot leave the really truthful party. He had to swim back. And to keep the balance, he gave the soldiers towards Duryodhana party. And himself, most empty-handed, went to help the Pandava, Arjuna. But knew that the physical force is not all. The guidance is everything. So his guidance as a chariot, his guidance, his advice in all affairs, that was all important, and not fighting. In this way, he tried to show that the least I tried to avoid this wholesale murder of the Kshatriyas in this battle of in the whole of India. But it was inevitable, and I shall have to do, but most reluctantly. Tried my best for peace. Only five, Yudhishthira was the real owner. His father was king. But because his father died, they are all minors. The other party manipulated in such a way that they are usurped. But still he tried his best. Only five villages give to these five brothers. They didn't. then the war was inevitable. And he took this attitude that, and there the, almost the whole Kshatriya power was mashed in that, crashed in that war, finished. So such a dreadful war, he was not ready to be party. As much as possible, he avoided. But still it was inevitable, and he only advised them, tell them that is all important thing, and all these physical forces, all this, this is nothing. The policy, the guidance, that is all important. And especially Baladev, who was in favor of Duryodhana, was his favor, he also withdrew. And he also should withdraw from the other party. So he fighting, he gave up, and only as a chariot, suffering. But his high intelligent guidance, that was everything. That facility the Pandavas got. One day he went to fight against Krishna with some weapon, and that was other thing. Vishnu stopped the fighting and with folded palm began to pray to him in praise. Oh, you Lord, you are Krishna, you are Narayana. You can destroy everything at your glance. Casting a glance, you can destroy the whole creation. And to keep my promise, you have broken your promise that you won't take any weapon. You have taken weapon and you are running to kill me. You have broken your promise to keep my promise that I yesterday I promised that I shall force you to take weapon. You have kept my promise and you have broken your promise. You are so generous, you are so big, you are so high. In this way, Vishnu began to Maya hatangstang jahi nimittam aptang bhavasabhva sachin. It is I who is doing this. This great war. This sacrifice of man-killing. It is I. For Arjuna, you become only an instrument of that. It is inevitable. The world forces, the fate of the world is coming to its doom in this way.
Guru Maharaj?
Apparently, he is, as he is showing, that he has got, no, he does not want to help such a great man-killing yajna. But it is inevitable. As much possible I am withdrawing, as you see, as a man in me. But still, it can't be avoided. Only 5 villages to be given to the other party, Duryodhana was not taken. He took Suchyagre Sudignena Bhiddhati Yachamedini. The earth, in the point of a pin, I won't give it to the Pandava without war, without fighting, Duryodhana told. Now what to speak of 5 villages to 5 brothers? Only, not a point of earth which can be contained in the a point of a needle, I won't give it. The other party was so much obstinate. And why the war was inevitable? And Jatu Dharma Satuja, Pandavas are religious, and the Krishna is bound to side the religious. And they are demonic, they must be on the opposite side. But Baladev, he had some encouragement of the other party. He was guru of Shiva, the opposition party leader. All these fights, sometimes it is necessary that one is following and asking his own person go and help other party, sympathy with the other party. It is diplomacy. To take part in one side and to use another of his intimate men to participate on the other side, opposite party. This is diplomacy. We find in the political world. And the whole cell, the whole universe is like that. Direct, indirect. With the help of the both, the world is going on. What's the time? 9?
5 minutes to 10, Guru
Maharaj. Huh?
5 minutes to 10.
So any important question? I
one
shall
last
close.
Question in this connection. How could Duryodhana? How could Duryodhana, who is demoniac, be the favorite disciple of Baladev? He was the favorite disciple of Balaram. How could that be, as he was wicked-minded and would not allow the Pandavas their rightful...
That I answered here, that it is a policy in the creation, the positive and the negative together, going marching on. So Mahadev is the leader of the opposition party, still he is a devotee, his own. Mahadev, Shiva, he is indulging sin to indulge the demonic power. So, I told, Baladev is the guru of Shiva.
Yes.
Baladev is the bifurcation from Krishna. That is to, Leela means both and the many parties is necessary by gradation. So he himself extends himself in such a way that to support so many parties as if against him. Really not. He is all inclusive. But still some power must emanate from him and supply the basis as if something is different from him. The basis, Baladev is basis of so many, which is not Krishna at present. He is the basis of that, of different rasa. And for the Lila purpose, it is necessary. The Krishna and the non-Krishna, and with them, and there is another side, Radhini, Gyanavala Kriyacha. Gyan, Bolo, Kriya, Kriya. Radhini, Sambit, and Sandhini. Baladev, Sandhini. He extends the basis of the extension of the so many. And so, as if they are non-Krishna, but really they are meant for the satisfaction to work for the satisfaction of Krishna, those non-Krishna. So that deviation is necessary. And that is supported by Baladev. And Baladev's facsimile is Mahadev. He is also encouraging so many demons. And so the creation is going on in different way. This is thesis, antithesis, synthesis in Hegelian philosophy. Thesis, then antithesis. And harmonizing both is synthesis. In this way we find the past tense is going on of the absolute. thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. So
I just want, can I ask one more question about Duryodhana?
About?
Duryodhana. He was when he was king for a while, Duryodhana. When Duryodhana had power while the Pandavas were in exile.
I can't follow the name.
Duryodhana.
Duryodhana, yes.
When he had some power, they say he was a very good king. The people were happy under him and he ruled well.
That is, by the help of morality, he wanted to fight the owner, that good management of others' property cannot be a plea of his ownership. The property belongs to Yudhishthira, and Duryodhana usurped it, and he gave good management for the subjects. That does not mean that the property belongs to him. That was against the existing law of the country. Yudhishthira's father was the king, and the Yudhishthira and his brothers were minors. In that plea, taking advantage of that circumstance, with the help of Dhritarashtra, their uncle, Duryodhana dispossessed the Pandava of their own property, because they are fatherless and they are minor, used out his property. The good management of others' property, his property, be his managing very smoothly. Then B will be the owner of the property. That is one thing. The another thing, the demons, they depends on good law. But the Deva, who are the party, the gods, their characteristic is allegiance to the Absolute, to the Supreme Power. Generally, this distinction we find. The demons may be more moral, and the gods, they are more allegiant, faithful towards the highest authority, the Absolute. Do you follow? No.
Yes.
The Absolute authority, allegiance to the Absolute authority, that is more theistic life. And to depend on the moral, that the democracy, opinions of the so many, they are anti-God. Can you understand? No.
Yes.
Yes? Why do you say yes? Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
The opinion of the many to satisfy so many subjects, that is one thing. That is to satisfy the plurality and to satisfy one. The division in two ways. Try to satisfy the one absolute autocrat, the owner. And to satisfy, another is to satisfy morality, that is to satisfy so many plurality. That is theistic and this is anti-theistic. Vox populi is not vox dei. Vox dei should be vox populi. You see? The Abraham in your country, he told, the government of the people, government by the people, government for the people. That is democracy, the basis of democracy. That is anti-God. And we say, the government of the people, it is all right. Government for the people, also, but government by the Absolute Law. Not by the people. Mass is ignorant. Mass is ignorant. So that cannot be the high standard. The mass conception of justice cannot be the highest. The highest justice is above, absolute, with the absolute. And this should be guided, the mass should be guided to the standard of that absolute justice. They should be considered as students and not their masters, the mass. A mass mind, Vox Populi is not Vox God, Vox Dei. But if the people, they can be subservient to God, they will be happy, that will be their benefit. I am not clear.
Yes.
What do you say?
It is clear.
We must show our allegiance to the highest authority and to satisfy so many plurality that is not season. They are all under Maya. They do not know what is good to them. The guardian knows what is the good of so many minor children. So to satisfy the child mind, that is not the high standard. To satisfy the mind of the guardian, that is high standard. We must search for the guidance of the absolute truth, absolute, and not to satisfy by so many masses. It is to satisfy the masses that is demonic, and to be allegiant to the highest power that is godly, daiva shakti, daiva sampad, daivi sampad and asura sampad. In Gita, property of two classes, daivi sampad, that is allegiance to the highest power, and asura sampad, which is based on the popular opinion of the so many ignorant persons. So in Germany some gentleman told, mass is ignorance, monarchy is mad, and dictatorship is something in this way differentiated between different type of rule, government. The mass is ignorance. Mass mind, connotation decreases, denotation increases. So to satisfy the mass, that is not a credit. They should be advised to satisfy the one absolute. And those that do not care for this plurality so many, harmam parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja, the absolute truth want to satisfy, their position is higher than those who are seeking satisfaction of the plurality, who are ignorant. Here I stop.
Temple. I have visited.
You visited?
Yes. And that deity has some special magic. Of many tirthas I've been to, something about that deity is very enchanting deity.
Now, what of that?
They say that deity came from Mahavishnu himself, was given.
Mahavishnu? What is this? Where is Mahavishnu or where is Mahaprabhu? Very, very high.
They say it was given to Ikshvaku and came down through the solar dynasty and was the deity of Ramachandra, and then was given to Vibhishana.
London, Jayatirtha Mahadev Center.
No. I was saying the Ranganath deity, Murti.
Oh, Sri Ranganath.
Sri Ranganath.
In the south?
Yes.
On the Kaveri.
Yes.
They say the deity Ranganath has come from Mahavishnu.
Yes.
No, Ranganath is above Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, that is at the root of the whole created world. Purushavatar, three Purushavatar. Karunarnava Dasai is Mahavishnu. Karunarnava Sai. Then Garbho Dasai and Khiro Dasai. Three aspects. And all relative to this creative world, created world. Mahavishnu is the, in Brahma Samhita I will find, Maya Bhatta, who is at the support of the whole Maya, misconception. He is in charge of the whole of the misconceived area, where the jiva soul, misguided soul, by misuse of their free will, are wandering. He is in charge of the whole creation, Mahavishnu. And the Garbho Dasai, particular, in charge of particular Brahmanda, particular solar system or something. And the Khiro Dasai, who is present in every heart of every soul, individual. The three stages of Purushavatara. They are in relativity with this created world. And above that, the Chaturbhuha, Chabbis, Vaikuntha Murti, that is in Vaikuntha, Narayan, and with the 24 extended self, that is in Vaikuntha. And above, Ramachandra, Ayodhya. Superior to that is Dwaraka, then Mathura, then Vrindavan, Gokul. This is the way to understand development in this theistic world, through rasa. Criterion is the rasa expressed. A standard of measurement is ecstasy, sweetness, beauty, charm, love. By that standard we have to measure inferiority and superiority of the transcendental substance.
See, Mathura Ras is higher than Dwarka Ras. How is it higher? It seems very similar.
Mathura Ras higher than?
Dwarka.
Dwaraka. Dwaraka is also Mathura Ras, but in the in a narrow sense. Or Sokha Ras, Vatsalya Ras, all in full in Vrindavan. Mathura Ras, that is under law and scripture and society. Mathura Rasa, everything in their Dwaraka. But in Vrindavan, above consideration of scripture and society, everything. The relation with Krishna, unbridled, not restricted by anything else, any scripture or any social rules or any other consideration. It is free to the fullest extent. Service does not care for any law or any social consideration. Service in the fullest extent, where a servitor can engage herself in the fullest degree. unbridled. Highest intensity of attraction is found there. Krishna is attractor, but the intensity of attraction is in its zenith in Vrindavan, in Madhura. And there is also gradation there, different camp in Madhura also. And the highest camp is the camp of Radharani. Now,
do the other sampradayas that are existing today, do they have some potency for giving entrance into Ayodhya or entrance into Vaikuntha?
Yes, the Madhya Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya, they conceive, especially Ramanuja Sampradaya conceive that Narayana is the highest conception of the Absolute. But Srimad Bhagavatam and the other Purana, we find supports the view of Mahaprabhu, what he has given. That Swayam Bhagavan, Krishnasthi Bhagavan, Swayam, the highest conception of the Absolute is found only in the Lord of Vrindavan. Because in consideration with the rasa, ecstasy, the degree of ecstasy, akhila rasa mita murti, vaikuntha jantu vara madhuri tattati rasutsava vrindaranyam udarapani ramana tattati govardhana Radha Kunda Mihapi Gokulapati Prema Mita Plavanat Ujjadasya Virajato Viridati Sivan Vivekinaka Rupa Goswami. According to the direction of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami has given such conception in the development of the Sistic Absolute.
I was reading that Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita. It was talking about Sita Pranali, and once I ask you about it, is it necessary to take up that bhajan later in life?
When you say you pranam Siddha Pranali, then you should not find much encouragement to inquire into that, because you are not Siddha.
Yes.
So, only a cursory view and a distant view you may have there, but don't try to enter into fools rushing where angels fear to tread. It is Siddha Pranali, not for the sadhaka. After one attains fulfillment in his life, then he may talk all the things in detail. Otherwise, it would be like drinking poison. Warning is given in Bhagavatam. Arudhu abhijang visham, naitat samacharit jatu, manasapi janishara, vinashyati acharan maudhyat jatha arudhu abhijang visham. If one who is not a Mahadev Shiva, if he drinks poison,